Australian telcos are now required by law to keep track of your phone, email and internet use for up to 2 years. As of today, companies like Telstra and Optus need to log the location and duration of all your internet activity and phone calls. The government says they're doing this to protect national security, but critics are worried the laws overstep the mark. There are also concerns about confusing information, as more than 80% of companies involved still don't understand how the scheme will work. Melissa LaHood has this report.
Australian telcos have been able to access your metadata records for decades, but the law now requires these companies to store the data, and there is a standard they must follow. This will dictate the type of data that can be stored and the 2-year time frame for keeping it. Information such as the location and duration of a call or internet activity will be recorded, but this doesn't include web browsing history or the content of calls and emails. Attorney General George Brandis says this gives national forces the tools they need to keep Australians safe from terrorism and crime. But Australian Greens Senator Scott Ludlam says there's no evidence the metadata laws will be effective.
If it's being put upon us as something to keep us safer, you'd need to look at the evidence. And overseas, there's no evidence that indiscriminate data collection on everybody makes us safer. And I guess that's reasonably easy to understand. Targeted and proportionate warranted surveillance of persons of interest or suspects, people who are engaged in organised crime or potential terror conspiracies, that's why we have agencies, it's why we have intrusive and coercive surveillance powers, but nobody has too much of a problem with the basic concept. But when you expand that to cover the entire population of people who aren't suspects, who aren't doing anything wrong, you've got the same number of needles in a vastly larger haystack.
With these changes, the content of calls and emails and web browsing history won't be tracked. Does that lessen the extent that privacy is invaded if there's no content being recorded?
I think it's important to make the distinction between the domestic data retention scheme that we've got here and the really large-scale, massive data retention schemes that exist overseas, where the US National Security Agency, according to whistleblowers like Edward Snowden, have been shown to have actually been capturing content as well as metadata. And in Australia, obviously, the scope is smaller. But the important thing to note is that if you have enough metadata, you have content. If you can map somebody's precise location and everybody that they communicate with every second of the day across a multiple of different platforms, you may not have the content of the phone call, but you can actually paint quite a detailed map of their life. You might draw all sorts of wrong conclusions.
Many experts share Senator Ludlam's concerns. Greg Barton is a professor of global Islamic politics at Deakin University. He recognises the need for surveillance, but says more thought needs to go into the management of this policy.
We have the latest industry report suggesting that a large number of ISPs are still genuinely confused about what metadata they're required to keep is concerning. It's hardly a good basis for success.
Critics worry that the privacy of ordinary Australians will be compromised since authorities don't need a warrant to access our data. Could this open it up to abuse of power?
The privacy aspect is very concerning, but I think we also need to be realistic and recognise that private companies already have extensive amount of our metadata because they're in the business of big data, of data mining. So companies like Facebook and Google, which, you know, up until now, experience has been of them being benign and actually fairly enlightened. And nevertheless, the reality is they know an awful lot about us. They probably know more about us than the intelligence agencies in general. They certainly know more about average people. And yet we seem to be not only happy to live with that, but we're happy to freely offer information when requested and enter our personal details. So I'm not saying that's an ideal situation, but we need to sort of put things in balance and recognise that what the government's requiring here is not such a breakthrough in terms of what we're already doing.
It seems that people will be able to avoid having their data collected using proxy servers. So if someone is truly committed to breaking the law, surely they would hide their activities using those methods, and wouldn't that defeat the purpose of the whole?
I think for serious offenders, that's likely the case. One thing to bear in mind is the requirement that the metadata is held going back 2 years, and I think the hope is that somebody who begins to become a serious offender and begins to cloak their activity may have revealed something about what they're doing earlier on before they begin to go to ground, as it were, and that might be sufficient for laying charges.
Many critics have pointed out that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has previously talked about ways to bypass the metadata laws using apps like FaceTime when he was Communications Minister. Senator Scott Ludlam wants you to know how you can protect your privacy too.
Take care of your own privacy and those of your friends by, you know, locking down your mobile phone settings so that you're not indiscriminately broadcasting all sorts of stuff about yourself, downloading instant messaging apps and using them to communicate, so apps like Signal, for example, or TextSecure, rather than using the mobile phone's text messaging service. Use an offshore email provider like Fastmail is one example, because then that's leaving no metadata on Australian servers.
Greens Senator Scott Ludlam ending that report by Melissa LaHood. And The Wire contacted the Attorney General's office but did not receive a reply.